This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, including Fritzy. Morale is high. Everybody's in a festive mood still, even after the fact. It's Christmas and New Year's all rolled into one. We don't stop. We don't need a designation. We don't need a day or days. It's a feeling. It's just like love. Yes, Paul?
But you do remember the great comedian Larry David a couple years ago said, once you hit January 4th, you can no longer say Happy New Year to
people. Yeah, I agree with that.
Even if you haven't seen him in a while, blah, blah, blah. The cutoff is the 3rd.
The 3rd?
Okay. That's what he said.
Okay. I mean, I'm fine with it, but if I see somebody in February and I haven't seen them for 4 months, I can't say, hey, Happy New Year. I mean, I don't know what the rules and regulations are. Yes, Todd?
I've broken that rule then at least 11 times today. If yesterday midnight was the cutoff, I'm in trouble.
All right. Well, maybe if you got around to wishing people a Happy New Year when everybody else does. Yes, Seton.
I don't ever wish anyone a Happy New Year. I reply Happy New Year once said to me, but I've... Never, I don't know, any time in my life that I've seen somebody and been like, hey, Happy New Year.
Okay.
I'm not George Bailey, you know what I mean? Running down the street, I just, hey.
It's a wonderful life.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year.
You're building it alone. I don't.
As if it's an accomplishment making it to the new year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Okay. I don't know. It's just kind of, I like doing it to make somebody uncomfortable that I don't know. Where I'll just, somebody be walking their dog and I'll go, how are you doing? Happy New Year. And they look at you like, what are you doing? Like, nobody talks. I don't even know them. That's what makes it fun. Happy New Year. Yes, Marvin.
I kind of do that when I tell people to be blessed. And my wife's like, why would you say that? I want them to be blessed. And they're like, all right, Dawn, our old director at DirecTV. She'd be like, oh, good morning, Marvin. How are you? I'd be like, blessed beyond belief. She'd be like, all right, okay.
And also with you.
Yeah.
877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. You can see what we look like. I'm still surprised that people go, you know what, I know what you look like, Dan. It's the Danettes that I don't know what they look like, or I just found out what they look like. If you're new to the show, just I don't, let me see. Now, Fritzy, we've said, looks like Paulie from Rocky, Burt Young. A younger, not a lot younger, but a younger version.
Are they more likely to be pleasantly surprised, or in general for all of us, or very disappointed?
Oh, I think they're always going to be disappointed.
He's like an alive version of Paulie from Rocky.
Yeah. Yeah, you look similar. You look similar.
Cold here in Russia. What do you want from me? What did I ever do to them?
You're never what somebody thought you were going to look like.
All right.
You know what I mean? Like, you're always, especially in person, if you like, we're going to the Super Bowl soon and we'll meet lots of people.
Yeah.
You're either shorter or taller.
It's true.
Fatter or skinnier. TV, you're actually decent size. You look a lot fatter on TV.
Seton looks like a thinner James Corden. I think that we found your doppelganger.
Yeah.
Marvin, Yes, Paulie.
This is niche, but there's a pretty famous actor named Bill Duke.
Yes.
He's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Marvin looks like a much younger version of Bill Duke. I think that'd be fair.
Okay. Yeah, I think I could see that a little bit. Yes, Seton.
Yeah, I'd say that's one of my greatest calls, I think, was calling Marvin Bill Duke.
It's just not many people know who Bill Duke is.
Yeah.
He was in Predator.
It's a great call. It's just not many people know Bill Duke. When you see it, and you go, oh, okay. And then, Paulie, you get Woody Harrelson?
I would say like a hybrid. I would aspire to be Jason Statham. Realistically, realistically, it's Woody Harrelson. I aspire to one.
That's not a bad consolation prize.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
But unlike Woody Harrelson, you know, not everybody likes you. Everybody loves Woody Harrelson.
Fair.
Yeah.
I can't compete likability with Woody.
The first ever streaming exclusive NFL playoff game is almost here. Peacock is the place to see it all. Don't miss any of the action. It's Wild Card Saturday. Stream the NFL Wild Card exclusive January 13th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern only on Peacock. We were talking about these wonky quarterback matchups, and there have been over 70 quarterbacks who've thrown for at least, they've thrown one pass this year. Also, here's some numbers for you. If I said this quarterback opened up his career, first year, 28 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, completed 63% of his passes, and the team went 6-10. All right, solid. First year, 28-13. Team went 6-10. If I gave you another quarterback, 30 touchdowns, 11 picks, 63% passer, team 8-8. So a touch better. If I said the first quarterback was Aaron Rodgers and the second one was Jordan Love, you might be a little surprised there. But those are the numbers. Jordan Love has been a good quarterback this year. Now, he's not Aaron Rodgers. Maybe never even get close to that. But Green Bay made the right decision, and they wanted to make this decision a year earlier. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. A couple of coaches, you know, not sure if they're going to be back. Ron Rivera, probably not going to be back with Washington. And he talked about what this job comes down to, or a big portion of your success is predicated on getting yourself a quarterback.
You know, honestly, that's probably been the biggest crux of it all, is trying to find that guy. I mean, that's the hardest thing for anybody. It doesn't matter whether you're here or if you're one of the other places that are looking for that guy. I mean, you know, you're fortunate if you get a head coaching job where there's a guy, you better relish that and you better succeed. I'll tell you that right now. And I've said this before, if you know, a guy like Alex Smith, if he never gets hurt, I never come here, because I think Jay and what they were doing would have continued. I mean, you get a guy like that, man, you run with it. I promise you that. It would have been cool to have a guy like that. It really would have.
And he's going to pay the price. He doesn't have a franchise quarterback with Sam Howell. And you have new ownership in there, and they'll make a change. They have the second pick in the draft right now. You can get your franchise quarterback right now. Whoever is coming in. That's why I think this is a sneaky good job. That city, you got new ownership in there, and you can start fresh at the quarterbacking position. That would be pretty, and if you said I could have that or Carolina, I'm taking Washington. You know, I think the Chargers would stand out because they have their franchise quarterback. It's kind of rare when you get a coach fired having a franchise quarterback, but that happened with the Chargers. That's a pretty great job. Like New England? Are you interested in New England following Belichick? Quarterbacking situation? What do the Patriots have, the third pick overall, Paulie?
As of right now, yeah. It could float a little bit.
Yeah. Boy, if you're Belichick out the door, you certainly want to win that last game. And what that would do, they'd drop them probably out of the top five.
They're trading out of that anyway.
You think so?
I would be willing to bet my job that there's no way that they take that pick. Number three? That they actually draft somebody with it? Not a chance.
You don't think that they draft a quarterback?
I'm not saying that they don't draft a quarterback, but not at number three.
No, they stay at number three.
I don't believe that they stay at number three. No. I don't even believe they stay in the top five.
Does anybody want to put their job status up against Seton's job status?
You know, I kind of agree that that's a very New England thing to do, is never stand pat. Like, they'll draft.
No, but you need your quarterback.
But they drop down five spots and take Penix.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
The New York Giants had the fifth pick right
now. I know.
Ooh, would they go for the top? If Chicago was shopping it.
You're the Giants. Well, then you have to move on from Danny Dimes. But aren't you're locked in for one more year.
One more year.
No, I think they're riding that horse.
Oof.
Yeah, I think they are. I don't know, you know. And where is the Kyler Murray? Hey, they're going to move on from Kyler Murray. Apparently, Arizona's not moving on from Kyler Murray. He's played okay. I mean, he still shows you those glimpses of, man, he can scoot. But they have the fourth pick in the draft. How about that? It could be the second pick in the draft. Then all of a sudden, you got a wide receiver maybe there? Because it feels like if you're Chicago, you got to help Justin Fields. I mean, there's teams where you go, okay, we got to get a quarterback. But you also have to have these positional players who are able to help him. You got to find your wide receiver, you know, a game breaker, somebody who makes a difference there. But how high do you go? Because the analytics aren't in your favor. If you're going to go, we're going to get a receiver who's going to turn us around. Usually don't take a receiver in the top 10. All right, some phone calls here. Nate in Ohio. Hey, Nate, good morning. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was thinking about Paul's question earlier about have we overinflated the importance of QBs, and it made me think about do you think Deshaun Watson gets more and more anxious with every win that Joe Flacco creates for the Browns, and does that have an impact on his longevity here in Cleveland if, say, we don't make the playoffs next year? Or
Nate, he doesn't have a care in the world. His contract's guaranteed. Whether he's playing or not, it's guaranteed. Browns were that desperate. Like, you don't want to come to Cleveland? How about we guarantee you $230 million? Okay, all right. I think I'm going to like Cleveland. Yeah, Paulie.
As we've seen before, Deshaun Watson, he loves not playing football. I think he'd be fine if Joe Flacco got the starting job next year and he could just sit and watch.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be, hey, is this open to competition next year, Joe Flacco and Deshaun Watson? Now, it'd be funny. Be interesting. If he gets to the Super Bowl, then we have sort of the situation the Eagles had, maybe a little bit. Nick Foles, Joe Flacco, anybody? Yeah. Maybe.
But the contract, there's no way out.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bill in Indianapolis. Hi, Bill. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. My question is, have you noticed in NFL practices that a lot of the players now are wearing these padded helmets?
Yeah.
But the NFL in games refuses to allow them to wear them. Do you think the NFL is setting them up themselves for a little trouble or liability because of the fact the players must think it protects them, but they won't allow them to wear them in the games?
I don't know if a player has asked to use that in a game and been denied. That's what I'd like to know. Oh, do we send Todd into battle with that question for the NFL? Paulie, what do you think? Should I ask Fritzy to reach out to the NFL?
On a nice Thursday?
Yeah, I know. They're probably going, man, no game tonight. Everything's good. Not hearing from Fritzy today with another silly question.
You know, Peter King asked about this and Mike Florio a while back. The NFL hasn't ruled it out, and because if they're serious about safety, but right now they don't allow they call them the guardian caps, the padded things.
Yeah.
Florio thinks it's because it potentially diminishes the presentation of the game, the look.
Oh,
the
helmet I agree colors, with that.
And also using them in a full speed capacity. That's the safety reason I think they haven't been applied yet, because can they catch? Can they hook on someone and cause a neck injury?
Yeah.
Practice is much more limited to action.
Yes, Todd.
I would hope it's just a safety reason. If it's for the look of the product, putting a guy's necks and possible injuries just because they don't like the big kazoo Flintstones helmet, I'd have a problem with that much.
All right, thank you, Todd.
Back to you.
Lika in Nevada.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Lika. Sorry for correcting you. I just wanted to call and touch on a couple themes because I'm a long-time first-time caller. But when I'd say Fritzy, he kind of reminds me of a character actor. And he was in a hit. He kind of played a hardscrabble detective who climbed out of a bottle to save Roger Rabbit. is Bob Hoskins.
Oh, okay.
And that's he's my guy, so he should definitely call the NFL because he's like do some detective work.
All right, Todd, how about some detective work?
All right, I'll put on my Hoskins hat and see what we can find out.
Yeah. So that's Micah who was calling in from Nevada, not Laika. Got to help Tyler taking your phone calls with spell check there. There are times when he'll put the name up or the city they're from, and I'm not quite sure. So, Tyler?
Tim in Baltimore.
What? Hi, Mitch. I know I'm from Michigan. I'm from Michigan. My name's not Mitch.
I love throwing people under the bus. That's what we do. Hey. We lead the league in throwing people under the bus. George in Texas. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, I got two quick things.
All right.
So there's no fine I think is big enough to affect Tepper. I think a more appropriate punishment would be if they take away a draft pick. You know, now he's hurting his team. You throw a drink, maybe you lose a second or a third rounder.
You know what? I understand where you're coming from, George. I think it's a little harsh. First offense, and I would just ban him. I would not let him go to the game. I think that would resonate a little bit more than he's got to write it. He's not even writing the check. Somebody's going to write the check for him, just like somebody wrote that so-called apology. That didn't include the word apology or apologize. I think the NFL was like, oh, we got to do something here. If you didn't have video attached to that, then I wonder what the NFL would be doing. You know, trying to spin this. Man, I think he got off easy. $300,000, yes, that's a lot of money to us, but not to him. The embarrassment is what you have to get him on. When you miss games, like when you fine a player, it's really about if you miss games. And Draymond Green is really hurting the Warriors. You could have fined him $250,000, but he's missing games. And that will be reflective of Golden State's playoff status, you know, coming up in April and May. We'll take a break. Our good buddy Albert Breer will stop by. We'll ask him, is Bill Belichick getting fired on Monday? Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required.
and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite, spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Albert Breer is the Monday morning quarterback joining us on the program. Let me start with Bill Belichick. Yep. Bill Belichick coaching his last game as Patriots head coach this weekend.
I think so. Now, you know, like, you never know what could happen. When Kraft gets into a room with Belichick next week. But I don't think this is a decision that you wake up on Monday morning and make. In other words, like, in some cases, an owner will decide on the last Sunday of the season, I want to sleep on it, and it's truly a Black Monday decision. Obviously, with something like this, there's a lot more thought that goes into it, and it's a decision that Kraft's going to have made over months, not weeks. And so, like, that part of it, I think, is going to make it more difficult for Bill to move Kraft off his spot if that's what he intends to do. And, you know, the very least, I think, you know, what we've seen over the last 4 weeks, the team is still playing hard for Bill and that Bill can still coach. But those were never the issues. The issues are systemic here. And I think if Bill were going to stay in as the head coach, it would come with a lot of change around him. And, you know, after losing the most games at any point in 30 years of ownership, I'm not sure Kraft would even be willing to do that. We'll see.
And we were wondering, are they going to use that top five, top three draft pick on a quarterback? If they're sitting there at three or two, are they taking a quarterback?
It's hard to say because we don't know who's making the decision right now, okay. Right? Like, I think we make the assumption, DP, that there's going to be some changes in personnel. And I think, in all likelihood, you know, Robert Kraft's probably going to want to hire a general manager. Now, whether that's somebody internal, external, but, you know, even if Bill stays, you know, I would think that maybe you'd want to empower somebody in scouting based on where the roster is right now. And we don't know who that person's going to be right now. And we don't know who that coach is going to be. You know, that said, I think it's very difficult to see a scenario where whether it's Bill Belichick as the head coach or Gerard Mayo as the head coach, Mac Jones is back in 2024, which puts them in play for a quarterback next year. Now, if they were to blow the whole thing up and go outside the organization and bring in somebody new from the Shanahan tree or something like that, then maybe Mac Jones would have a chance. But if it's either Belichick or Mayo, I have a hard time seeing Mac being back here in 2024, and that would put them in the market for a quarterback in the draft. Now, whether or not they're drafting third or fifth or seventh, we don't know. Whether or not they're going to like the guy who's there for them at third or fifth or seventh, we don't know. Whether that's a Penix or a McCarthy or a Nix or whoever it is, we don't know what they're going to think of those people. But they certainly will be in play, you know, I think, regardless of who's the coach, you know, whether it's Belichick or Mayo in 2024.
Give me the reason why, the biggest reason why Jim Harbaugh will go to the NFL. If that's the case, the reason, biggest reason will be what?
Unfinished business in the pros, I think, would be the number one thing. And I think close behind it would be, like, all the circumstances with the NCAA, you know, and the fact that that thing's not over. I mean, when that notice of allegations was served to him, a lot of people conflated that as, like, being for everything. It wasn't, you know, it was just for the quote unquote cheeseburger thing, which was really more of like a COVID recruiting violations thing. You know, and so that means the NCAA hasn't even gotten to the notice on the Connor Stallion situation. So I wouldn't blame Jim if he threw his hands up and says, you know what, like, I've accomplished what I wanted to accomplish, and like, it's time to move on. And I think part of his thinking here too is, you know, like, that the opportunity to go to the NFL hasn't been vast for him over the last 2 years. So he knows these things can be fickle. And as great as his record was in the NFL level, teams weren't falling over themselves after the 21 season, after the 22 season, to go and get him. Otherwise, I think he might be in the pros right now. And so if there is a strong pursuit of him from the Chargers, from the Raiders, then I think that's certainly something that he looks at 60 years old and says, time to go take care of unfinished business in the league.
He's the Monday morning quarterback, Albert Breer. Speaking of the Raiders, Antonio Pierce has done a really good job. Players seem to like him, but if, I guess, does Mark Davis hold off on giving him the official announcement, the title of head coach, until he knows that maybe he doesn't get Jim Harbaugh? Could it hinge on that?
Yeah, well, the number one thing I think we have to remember here is that he can't just give him the head coaching job because of the rules. Like, so they have to go through a process and, you know, satisfy the Rooney Rule and all the rest of that, right? Okay. Like, so they can't, in this day and age, you can't do that. I do think he likes Antonio Pierce. I know, like, the guys that he counsels with, and there are three players in particular that he's really counseled with a lot. You know, ahead of the Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler firings, and then, you know, into all of this, and that's Josh Jacobs, Max Crosby, and Devontae Adams. I think all three of those guys are strong proponents of Antonio Pierce. But what I've pretty consistently heard over the last couple of weeks, Dan, is that he's got a big swing in him. And I don't know whether that swing's going to be Jim Harbaugh or Bill Belichick, but I have heard that he's got a big swing in him. And if he misses, if he fails to connect on that big swing, then maybe he turns back to Antonio Pierce. But his dad had a great relationship with Belichick. I'm sure you know about that. And he's got a relationship with Jim Harbaugh. He tried to hire him in 2015 when Harbaugh went to Michigan. So one way or the other, you know, there's at least a lot of buzz out there that Mark's got a big swing in him, and he's going to take that swing before, you know, deciding whether or not to make Antonio Pierce his next head coach.
I'm sure the commissioner has a list of things that if you do X, then it costs you Y, or your punishment is going to be this. But when it comes to an owner and David Tepper, I don't know if, is there a negotiation that goes on between the commissioner and the owner? Like, well, David Tepper, do you think that this was a negotiation, or just, I'm fining you $300,000 and that's it?
Who's boss? And that'll answer the question.
Well, that's why I'm wondering, is it a negotiation between owner and the commissioner?
I mean, we know who the boss in this scenario is. So I think that there's definitely back and forth. I don't know specifically in this situation, but I do know in situations like this in the past, you know, whether they involve Jerry Jones or Robert Kraft or Daniel Snyder's like the primary one, right? Mm-hmm. Where they certainly didn't just come down and sanction Daniel Snyder. There was back and forth there. Jim Irsay, another one. Like, you know, I think this would be one of those where there's definitely some back and forth. And I think, you know, like, to me, like, the crazy thing about it, Dan, is like, you couldn't even take him out of the stadium this Sunday, right? Like, you couldn't even do that. You couldn't even give him the suspension to take him out of the stadium this Sunday. And
why couldn't you do that?
Well, I'd assume it's because Tepper leaned on him, right? Like, the optics of Tepper being back in a stadium this weekend, think about that. Like, I think that's the one piece of this that everybody's missing. Forget about the money. Like, the guy's got money coming out of his ears. So whatever the money is the money. But, you know, like, I think, you know, one thing that I can remember somebody saying to me a long time ago, you know, when it came to covering the league, is like, the one thing you don't do is you don't want to embarrass a billionaire, right? And that's the one thing that really gets these guys. And like, I think in a certain way, if you look at the apology, it wasn't really an apology, right? Has David Tepper really skipped embarrassment here?
Yes, and that's why I said, you want to hurt him, don't let him go to his stadium to watch his team.
Right. And like, that looks to me like that's the part that looks incredibly weak, right? Because I mean, you could fine him $2 million. That's still like a rounding error, right, for him? if you want to make him feel it, you make the story, David Tepper is not in the stadium today.
Yeah.
You know? And then people are looking down the field, and they see an interim coach. And they do the math, and you know what the math will show them, Dan? This is going to be his 99th game as the team owner. 22 of those 92 games have been presided over by an interim coach. Think about that.
Well,
22 of 99
okay,
games.
Okay, how attractive is this job?
Well, it's 1 of 32. So that should answer your question.
Well, David Tepper is 1 of 32, but he's not like the other owners.
He's going to be able to find somebody. I think for guys with options, like look at Arizona last year, right? So Arizona wasn't a very attractive job. You got a quarterback who maybe you're not sure on, who's got a massive contract that you're tied to because of the guarantees in it. The roster isn't in very good shape. The owner's got some checkered history there too. Arizona wasn't a very attractive job. Jonathan Gannon had to take that job, and he's done a great job, right? Like, but he had to take, why? Well, because he's a defensive coach, and every year, maybe half the owners decide ahead of time, I'm not hiring a defensive coach,
sure.
Right? And then the other half are just going to consider it. It's not like those guys have decided they will. So there's going to be somebody to take the job. But if you're Ben Johnson, do you take it? That's the question.
Probably
and
so.
I you might not if you have options, right? So I think like these things are a function of a guy's options. Like, does a guy have a strong enough resume where he can wait for a year, right? Like Dan Quinn's waited a year twice. Does a guy have a strong enough resume where he can wait for a year and be assured that his stock is still going to be in good shape a year from now? Does a guy have multiple options so he can look at it and say, because I think like if you look at like whatever the list is of the coaching jobs, the Panthers, because of the ownership situation, are at the very bottom of it. This is like what Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick would tell all of their assistants, right? Which is, there's one thing that you cannot change, no matter what you do, and that's the owner. That's the one thing, like, no matter what. Like, remember that when you go and interview for this job. Belichick and Parcells would tell their assistants that. Like, the one thing you cannot change is the owner. And right now, David Tepper's, I mean, and it's not just this, like, incident in a vacuum. This incident confirmed what everybody thinks about him already, you know? Like, in a three-second video, like, everything that's been rumored, everything that's been, you know, everything that's been sort of stereotyped, whatever, about David Tepper, like, he confirmed all of it in a three-second video. So, you know, I look at this, and it's just a really, it's, again, like, I think the Carolina job, as far as desirability, will be at the bottom of the list, which means they're probably going to have to hire a guy who doesn't have the leverage to wait for another year and doesn't have multiple options.
Good to talk to you as always, Albert. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
That's Albert Breer, Monday morning quarterback. Always makes us smarter. Yeah, it's tricky. You're going to get somebody who can't turn down that Carolina job, maybe. Unless, you know, Jim Harbaugh revisits that. Then you're going to have the Chargers. I think Harbaugh is going to have a couple of opportunities, maybe the Raiders thrown in there. I don't think the Bears are going to make a change there. I don't know what happens in Atlanta either. Yeah, Paulie.
Going back to the Raiders, it seems like the public sentiment is all for Antonio Pierce becoming the new head coach. Couldn't they get him on the cheap-ish? And that's supposedly a franchise that's not...
Well, they're paying other coaches.
Right.
Right.
You know, they're paying Josh McDaniels and John Gruden, I think. Might be, you know, paying the memory of John Madden for all I know. But, yeah. You know, they were in this situation before. Rich Bisaccia. Players loved him. They were playing hard. And then all of a sudden, you go, nope, he's not a big enough name. Man, I just want to know if you can do the job. It's like, you know, Mike McDaniel with Miami. A lot of people didn't know. And then all of a sudden you realize, all right, the guy knows what he's doing, at least offensively. He knows what he's doing there. But sometimes there's nothing wrong with hiring somebody who then can become a name. Not, you don't always have to get the name. You can evolve into a really good coach, and then we remember what your name is. Like Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan. I mean, Shane Steichen has done a good job in Indy.
But nobody knew his name. You probably didn't know his name until I told you. I didn't know his name until Paulie told me. I'm just kidding.
Got to double check sometimes.
Shane Steichen. Yeah.
That sounds like a football coach. Yeah.
Marcus in Jacksonville. Hey, Marcus, how are you?
Hey, DP.
Hey.
I am 5'7" and a soft post-holiday 230 pounds.
Soft.
I was at the Jags-Panthers game as a diehard Jags fan, and I think I got hit by a few droplets of the drink thinking about suing because he clearly didn't control where that drink was going. And I got a Frenzy style play on words. I'm thinking that David just lost his temper and did what he did. It's like temper, but temper.
No. I got it, Marcus. You're a little late on that. A little late on that. Temper tantrum, like temper.
A little late
on the trigger.
That's okay.
That's all right.
That's all right.
All right. No worries. You know, I have my slow moments too, where I'm going, yeah, this is the guy who couldn't remember Albert Pujols' name or Tom Izzo's name a few years ago. I'm like, Paul, I have no idea who that is. He's like, it's Albert Pujols. And I go, all right. And then Tom Izzo, I couldn't remember his name. Just sometimes you have that. And you're like, what am I doing here? Yeah, Paul.
Do you remember when a bunch of years ago we were on Sports Jeopardy and you're hosting?
Yeah.
And some of the questions are really tough, but occasionally on Sports Jeopardy, there's kind of an easy one. It's just whoever hits the buzzer first.
Yes.
I had a daily double, and it was just mine. And the hint was like where Cal Ripken used to work. It's Camden Yards. And I sat there, and you're like, and I paused, it's like it was on the other side of my head, and I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
You actually go, Paul. On national TV, you go, Paul. I'm like, Dan, I don't have it. You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was like, it was such an obvious answer.
Yeah.
Never, that'll haunt me.
But did it cost you Sports Jeopardy?
No, because McLovin messed up with Lou Gehrig or something like that.
That was fun that we got on an episode.
It's tense.
And it was you and McLovin and Fritzy, and we're on the Jeopardy set. And, you know, you have an audience there. The clues, the people come up with the clues, or the people come up with clues for Jeopardy. And it was serious. And I even said to them, a couple of the writers, big sports fans, and I said, look, if you cater something to Fritzy with the Astros or the Broncos, if not, he's not going to do well here. And even then, they gave a couple of these questions to Todd. They were like, here you go, Todd.
Pressing the button is not working. I actually asked the stage manager to come check out the connection during
great Cinemax movies.
Yes.
I'm pressing the button. It's not working.
But they had these buttons. I mean, that's really the key to Jeopardy. The timing of that, you can't buzz in until I'm done with the clue. And then the timing of that is where you can just roll people. Yeah, Seton.
And it's tricky, too, for the contestants because they're up there. There's the assumption then that I know a lot about this, which is tricky enough, right? Because there's a certain like, it's not arrogance, but there's a certain like, yeah, I know a lot about this, so much so that I'm going to go on this show. But then you throw in the added dynamic of like, say like the sort of underlying competition, say between like Paul and McLovin, because both of them want to prove that they know more about sports than the other one.
Yes.
Todd, not so much. He's just up there for the experience. But those two, it was like it's more competitive than you think, and they want to beat the other guy just so they can always have the in the back pocket, I beat you at Sports Jeopardy.
But the thing is you we're going to remember the question you miss, the clue you miss. And that's what you're worried about. It's like, oh, my God, I did pretty well, but you missed that one? Yeah, missed that one. Where does Cal Ripken play? Paulie, I don't know. Where is Camden Yards?
Wow.
Oh! Yeah, Paulie.
The first Sports Jeopardy we did, the final question or hint was...
Stadium?
Yeah, in belated recognition of one of baseball's greatest achievements. And it was in Monument Park?
Yeah.
Is it that at Yankee Stadium?
Yeah.
And the answer was Roger Maris.
Yes.
And I got it. McLovin went Don Larson. The second Sports Jeopardy, we all got it wrong. Your hint was, ironically, the highest career three-point percentage from anyone not named Steph, like not named Curry or something like that. And none of us got it. We've all blanked.
That was Steve Kerr?
Steve Kerr, Steph Curry's coach.
Yeah.
We didn't get the hint.
All right. Yeah, we don't get the hint on a lot of things.
No, we did not.
Certainly Todd. Yes, Todd.
There was one with Russ Hodges, but the Giants won the pennant. What was like said over and over again?
Yeah.
And I actually think it was, what is going crazy? They're going crazy is what I said. Instead of the Giants won the pennant, which is pretty embarrassing.
But there are times Todd wouldn't ask in the form of a question, and that he complained that the buzzer on Jeopardy, that his wasn't working correctly.
Yeah, you're not allowed to say, oh, that's Jose Cruz.
Yeah, I said, Todd, you have to buzz in. Yeah. All right, let me take a break. More phone calls coming up. And about 40 minutes from now, Jim Kelly and Dan Marino, the Hall of Fame quarterbacks, will join us together. We're back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Because,
well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
So I'm a loser. Guess which NBA team I watched last night just out of curiosity. Didn't need to watch them, but I did. I was just curious. Todd, I'll start with you. The NBA team that I went out of my way to watch.
You went out of your way to watch the Atlanta Hawks for some reason.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
The Phoenix Suns.
All right. No. Marvin.
The Pistons.
No. Paulie.
Even less obscure, because the Pistons are like bad obscure. The Washington Wizards?
Yes.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Is not a bowl game you could
rewatch? I don't even know if it was a live game last night or it was a replay, but I'm watching and I'm going, these guys don't want to play defense. They're allowing almost 127 points per game. That'll be the most allowed by a team in a season since 1990. The Denver Nuggets gave up 130 points, but that team could score. That was a fun team, Denver Nuggets back then. But, or at least I think they were. They were giving up a lot of points, but they were scoring some points as well. But this Washington Wizards team, it's I could go to a rec league and have more competition or people who actually cared more. I'm just going, look at that. Your goal is to make it to the NBA. You get to wear a uniform. You get paid millions of dollars. And you're out there and you're like, I'd rather be some other place than here. And it certainly shows it. Yeah, Paulie.
Like the Pacers give up a ton of points on defense, but they have more on offense, yeah. So they're a winning team. So it doesn't look bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched Luka. Luka had 41 through three quarters last night. See, that it shouldn't be that easy. But he's one of those guys that makes it look easy. And 41 through three quarters last night in a big win against the Blazers. So this is the third time Luka has scored 40 or more through three quarters. Only two other players have scored 40 or more points through three quarters this year. That's Giannis and Keegan Murray.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day. Yeah, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
Thank you, Darius Rucker. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. By the way, the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, one place to get them all, and that's Panini America. Autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. A couple of phone calls in here. Seaton, would you update the poll results, and are we going to have a new poll question for the final hour?
Yeah, we got two working right now.
All righty.
I'd rather be a three-time first-team All-Pro player. Okay. Or a six-time Pro Bowler. Right now, 88% are going with All-Pro.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I would take that, too.
You would?
But if you said I could have three first-team All-Pros or eight Pro Bowls, I think I might go eight Pro Bowls.
What if those are the only 3 years you played? You had three fantastic years, three great years, and then you never played again. Or you could have six really good years.
Well, Terrell Davis had three great years.
Yeah.
And only, I'm guessing, three great, maybe four great years, but three great years. And, you know, it's that injury asterisk. You know, Kirby Puckett got hurt. Gale Sayers got hurt. Terrell Davis got hurt. That, you know, at a certain point in a career, if you get an injury, it kind of changes, you know, your career arc. I mean, Sterling Sharp should be a Hall of Famer. Three-time first-team All-Pro when he was with the Packers. If Terrell Davis is in, then why isn't Sterling Sharp? Now, you know, maybe it's personality or dealing with the media. Does that factor in? You know, when you talk to writers sometimes, they go, well, we're not supposed to factor in things off the field. Okay. I can understand that with Lawrence Taylor. That doesn't matter what happened off the field. But some of these other players, Michael Irvin, it felt like they were holding him back. Maybe Terrell Owens holding him back. Yes, Marvin.
If Sterling Sharp had won a Super Bowl,
yeah,
do you think that would have helped?
Oh, yeah, it'd help. I think he's a Hall of Famer. He's one of those guys that sometimes right in front of you. And then you go, wait, he's not a Hall of Famer? Rodney Harrison, same thing. Maybe this year. Yes, Marv.
And also Terrell Davis helped John Elway.
Yep, get over the hump. Mm-hmm. Yep, win some Super Bowls. Dan Marino and Jim Kelly together in about 30 minutes from now. Final hour on this Thursday after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime,
with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.